Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I am your host, Natalie Green, and I am so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I wanted to discuss procrastinating. This is something I know that we are all familiar with. Even if you don't consider yourself a procrastinator, we've all procrastinated before. But before we jump into how to stop procrastinating, let's get into what I've been into and what I've been up to this week. What I've been into. I just purchased a new water filter for my bathroom sink. I, as you know, am very much into my skincare. I'm very much into skin health, and I bought the Jolie shower head a while ago, and I've been loving that. But I realized that while I am getting that clean and fresh water that's been filtered while I'm showering and when I wash my face in the shower, on the days when I don't wash my face in my shower, aka the days I don't wash my hair, so I'm washing my face in the sink, I am not getting that filtered water. And the water in my apartment is so gross. It's so hard. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes it like smells weird. I have such beef with the water in my apartment complex. And I know that LA and California in general has some water issues. So I ordered the Filter Baby sink water filter. I just got it in the mail. I'm really excited to use it. I haven't actually gotten to wash my face with it yet. It's that new, but I will report probably at the end of April how it has been going and how I've liked it and if I see any significant differences. So that is what I'm into. And what I've been up to, spring cleaning. Like I mentioned in the March roundup episode, that is something I'll be very much doing in April. I typically do it every April, and that's getting those random nooks and crannies in my apartment that are, well, that I didn't realize even are there, and they're usually really gross. So this weekend, I'm just tackling kind of the bigger pieces. Like I just scrubbed the inside of my oven, which I've never done before. I think that's a little bit embarrassing. I'm not even sure if I can be embarrassed because I just never thought about it. But yeah, so spring cleaning is fully going on. Now, jumping into this week's topic, we have all been there with either that big, difficult task, or maybe it's just a small and annoying one. But either way, we all know what it feels like to have that task that we need to complete. And we find ourselves wrapped in this or that, just not doing it. Even if you don't find yourself procrastinating often, like myself, we still all know what it feels like to procrastinate here and there. I like to think that people typically either fall into the category of procrastinating on big things like work or school projects, or small stuff like cleaning the bathroom or doing your homework. Procrastination is different than being lazy. I do want to note that. You might find yourself spring cleaning your closet instead of writing a term paper, or clearing out your work inbox when you should be reading through a lengthy contract. You're still doing something productive, just not the most important task at hand. Either way, it can be hard to break out of this almost a kind of rut. Once you start procrastinating, you feel bad about doing so, and you realize the time should have been spent on the needed project, and now you have less time to do so, so it's even scarier than before you spent the time elsewhere, so now you want to procrastinate even more, and yeah, it can become very overwhelming and truly guilt-filled. So procrastination in itself is completely illogical. We have something we need to get done, and we know we need to get it done, yet here we are, doing something that is not the task we need to do, and we are likely feeling bad while doing it. We are not doing what we know we need to do. So why do we do it? Why do we procrastinate? Well, procrastination is a coping mechanism. You heard me right. Procrastination is, in fact, a coping mechanism. Dr. Tim Peischel, a professor of psychology at Carleton University in Ottawa, says that when we procrastinate, whatever the task that we are procrastinating from doing is, It evokes feelings of boredom, self-doubt, frustration, inadequacy, or any other of the many emotions that we might try to avoid. So, by organizing your sock drawer, you don't have to deal with the self-doubt you might be feeling when writing your term paper. But this avoidant behavior compounds the issue. Like I mentioned earlier, as you have spent the time that you should have been writing your term paper organizing your sock drawer, so not only do you feel bad about wasting time when you know what you should have been doing, but the negative emotions you feel towards writing your term paper are heightened because now you have even less time to write said term paper. When we procrastinate, we are focused more on the short term instead of the long term. Yeah, it might feel better to fold socks for 20 minutes and getting that done. After that 20 minutes is up, guess what is still staring you down? I like to look at this through a long-term lens as well. What you put off today will shape what you are doing in the future. For example, in an ideal world, if you work really hard at your job today, let's say taking on the tasks that other people don't like, or going the extra mile when sending out sales emails, or things like that, you're impacting how future you will be living. Of course, in an ideal world, the more work you put in, the more monetary rewards that you'll see. But even in your day-to-day activities at your job, you're hoping to have to work less or do less annoying tasks further down the line, having put that work in now. Similarly, if you get that term paper done now, you're giving your future self more time to spend on other activities. So let's talk tips and tricks on dealing with procrastination and how I've been able to keep myself from being a procrastinator. First of all, if you're in a cycle of procrastination or happen to be a serial procrastinator, give yourself some compassion. Heaping blame onto yourself will only increase the negative emotions already associated with the task you are trying to avoid, and overall just brings more negativity into everything than there ever needed to be in the first place. If anything, we want to decrease the negative emotions that we are feeling, and there's no better way to do that than to show yourself some compassion. Let's take a step back and evaluate what emotion we are trying to avoid. As we already established, procrastination is a coping mechanism, so you need to understand what is making you avoid doing whatever you need to do. Getting this out in the open with yourself can help make things a bit clearer and honestly less scary. For example, let's look at the term paper example again. Let's say you are procrastinating from writing your term paper and you work to uncover what emotion you are trying to avoid feeling that writing the term paper will bring up. You find out that it is self-doubt. You don't think you are smart enough or that you came up with a good enough topic for your term paper. These emotions are not tied to the actual activity of writing the term paper. These are emotions that are tied to your self-beliefs, i.e. you don't believe that you're capable, that you're good enough. We can already know that the term paper isn't making you feel inadequate. It is you making you feel inadequate. This might not make writing the term paper any easier in the moment, but at least you can better understand why you are avoiding it in the first place. By knowing that this is why you are avoiding writing the paper, you can realize that if you are in a situation where you need to write a term paper for any subject or school, you are capable of doing so. You wouldn't be in the situation where you had to do so if you weren't fully capable. I hope this makes sense. I'm really trying to hit home the idea of understanding what emotion is causing the avoidant behavior and the behavior of procrastination and separating it from the task at hand. A very actionable step, and one I very much like to use, is to break the task down into more manageable tasks. By doing so, not only do you help prevent overwhelm that you might feel when looking to approach the task as this one big scary thing, but you also incorporate little moments of feeling accomplished that drive you to keep going. Each time you complete a task, you can feel good about having accomplished something, and you'll likely want to keep that feeling going, so you'll keep completing tasks until you're done. My last tip would be to think of future you more like a friend than a stranger. I think this tip has really helped me in my day-to-day life as an adult. I remind myself that the actions I take today are directly benefiting or harming future Natalie. And I love her as much as I love present Natalie. And if I think present Natalie is good enough that I could consider procrastinating and doing something that isn't as difficult right now, then I also need to be an advocate for future Natalie and not let her get screwed over by present Natalie. Future Natalie doesn't want to get stuck with all of the hard stuff either. So if you were ever the kid who ate the food on your plate that you liked the least first while growing up, you might already enjoy the delayed gratification of getting the less pleasant things out of the way so that you can really enjoy the good stuff that comes after. All in all, I think you really have to sit down and decide what your goals are, what you're working towards, and what you want for your future self. If you find yourself faced with tasks that will bring up those negative emotions, just know that each step, no matter how hard, and honestly, especially the hard ones, are helping to propel you into that future that you want, to reach those goals you have set for yourself. Prioritize what is important to you and remind yourself this whenever you catch yourself procrastinating. With that, I will end this week's episode with a quote from Michael Landon, who said, "Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows." Now, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, and leave a review. And again, share with any family or friends that you think could use some advice on how to stop procrastinating. Thank you so much for listening, and keep consciously blooming into your best self.